music. Oh, for an amplified music. Not plugged in, mic'd up, not now. That's what it's totally about and why it's called Totally Acoustic.
I dream of superheroes, I dream of flight, insignia and origins, team up, hate and fight. I dream of superheroes, I dream of strength, atomic battles, robot powers, symbols, suits and fights again. I wish I had a secret identity, or more secret than it is now. I wish I had an emblem that said who I was. I wish I had special powers. I dream of superheroes. I dream of escape from being entirely unexceptional, from being exactly the same. I wish I'd been selected by an alien. I wish I had a magic word. I wish that I'd be born in another galaxy instead of a maternity ward. I dream of superheroes, I doubt they dream of me. I dream of being someone I could never be.
Remember where you were when you first heard that. When Tim Rice is shaking his fist. So those are two songs I've never performed them before, and I didn't remember the words last one. So this is a song I've never performed live before that I didn't even write. So that's going to go well, isn't it? But if you can tell me, this is sung by Mr. Pete Green. No, I recorded this for a Pete Green tribute album. He's not even dead. And this is my favourite one of his. All the rest of shit. <They're not all. laughs> And this song is called One Month. Whatever happens later, like, honestly, they're not. This song is called One Monday Morning. One Monday morning at 9:45. Dawn, the receptionist put down her pen. There was no one around and the phones were all dead. She said, I'm gonna do something decent instead. Configured her voicemail, then with a grin left a note on the door saying, let yourself in. By lunchtime she'd written a whole symphony. By tea time, ended worldwide policy. The human resources boss quite suddenly stopped drafting an internet use policy. She bolted her door and went back on the net and had all the hot cyber sex to get. Dave in the post room, true to his nature, dressed up as an Elvis impersonator, packed up his stamps with sling, called me tender, marked all the incoming posts. Return to sender. Well, the marketing team had an orgy of greed and blew a year's wages on stuff they didn't need. The IT support guys did what they loved best. Out on the golf course, the stress chief exec was caught by a lightning bolt straight to his neck. He forgot who he was, but then quite happily spent the rest of his life getting stoned, watching daytime TV. good, Ben. Three reasons I book people to do this gig, normally, and in more cases. First of all, if I owe somebody a gig, it's always good. I'm fop mopping on things, it's fine. Secondly, if it's somebody I really want to see do a gig, but I just can't be arsed to go out and see them, I'll get them to come and play here. Thanks very much for coming. And sometimes people just email and ask me. And this young man was one of the last thing he emailed me and asked me, and fate conspired between us. It just so happened that I needed somebody on that very day. I thought, oh, I really need somebody for that gig. Like an angel from above, his email came in, and then I did listen to it, and it was really good. So that helped. So please applaud the whims of fate, and also Mr. James Ackley.
I'm from a band called The Horses of Instruction. We're not normally an acoustic kind of thing, but it's something different, isn't it? So, this first song is about a clown that fancies a change of career.
No, I am not scared. I am suited and prepared. I have a car that breaks apart, but it's easily.
We couldn't get out of our flat because the police had trapped a man in the garden, and he was just standing there. And they were trying to arrest a woman in the street next to a car, and she was violently resisting arrest. And eventually, there were policemen and police women, and police in vans on bicycles, all trying to restrain this one woman. And she was. I don't know. We don't know exactly what was happening, but she was shouting things at the man in the garden. And the thing she was shouting just happened to fit with some chords I was noodling about. So this is mostly, if I can do it, I don't really do noodly guitar stuff. Certainly not in front of people. but if my fingers give up, I'll just sing it. It's called They're Arresting Me, Alan. They're arresting me, Alan. They're arresting me, Alan. Do something. They're arresting me, Alan. Won't you tell them I haven't done nothing? I've known Alan for ages. We're just having a chat in the car. Yes, we are, in the cool and revealing light of the morning.
Humming solo.
It's brutality, Alan. I think they could be hurting my baby. Won't you look at me, Alan? But don't look at me like I was crazy. I've known Alan for ages. We're just having a chat in the car. Yes, we are, in the cool and revealing light of the morning. This one doesn't particularly work acoustically. It sounds a bit... And it's one where I'm going to attempt the guitar solo. It's definitely going to go wrong. It's kind of about body dysmorphia, I suppose. It's called Those Are Not My Arms. Drums here. See ya.
Probably this year, maybe longer than that. And when I was doing it, I thought, who can I possibly get to finish off Tony Acoustic? He will just make sure that it never happens again. And I thought, of course, of the Godfather of Tony Acoustic, who's played more Tony Acoustics than anybody possibly, but has been. But Chris Dickey's already done this. No, of course not. Of course not. He was, of course, the one and only. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Lee Green.
This is a song I do with my band. A lot of the songs I do in my solo set now are quite different from the set I do with my band. As I was explaining to Mark earlier on, in fact, it's kind of a lot of that is down to the fact that I've got band sometimes write sad, wistful songs, and sometimes write upbeat, full tempo songs. And the drummer in my band. The force of a million atom bombs. So it's quite hard to do the solo sort of wistful stuff. And like that last song, for example, never in a million years. I mentioned to the band when I've got a new song, and they say, is it a band song or is it a solo song? And that last one, never in a million years. But this is one that it's one of the rare songs that falls into that slim sector. Venn diagram. and this is called Subterranean Mosley Blues.
Yeah.
me everything that's perfect, grateful and kind. And stuff really. I wrote it about nearly 4 years ago now, when my partner and I were expecting our first child. I sort of was chilled to the marrow by a terror that I might never ever get to go to another pop show in my life, let alone play one. Yeah, it's kind of about when you go to a pop show in a strange city, like Stoke-on-Trent, never much stranger than that. but you know, you sort of go somewhere, you're either playing it or you're watching it, it's all the same in pop, sleep on the sofa and wake up the next day. Which for me is kind of what makes it all worthwhile. And this is called Where the Music Still Plays. This is a song that I used to play with the band when we had a different drummer before we got the drummer who hits his drums for the force of whatever it was I said before. So it doesn't get much of an air in these days. It's a shame because I think it's quite pretty. So this is my last one. Thanks ever so much. I can't think of anything else to say except it's been lovely playing to you all. It's been lovely playing at Totally Acoustic the three or four times that I've done it. So thanks again to Mark for having us on this time. It's been fantastic. It's definitely getting the money in the class as well. It's never quite been as much as the first time I played, actually. I'm never quite sure when that is, but I don't know, maybe my songs are going down slightly better and everyone's not quite so keen to give me the train fare to get back home to Sheffield. But thanks again, everyone. This is my last one, it's called Tonight It's True. If the words they summarize, the little spark only runs. When the DJ played your song, I ran down and passed them on. And the terrorists would stop, and the world would know more.
Yeah. And that was Totally Acoustic. That was the last live event for this series. We're going to be having one, maybe two compilation shows coming up over the next couple of months. So do look out for them. And for details of that and any future shows we do and all the past ones and all the other podcasts, pop along to www.totallyacoustic.com. Right, that's it then. Thanks so much, everybody who's come. Thanks for you for listening. And we'll see you for the next show.